Here's more of the Morning X.
It's our Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... All right, just go. I'm holding in my hand tonight's top 10... Oh, no, that's not what this is. Are these the 10 worst restaurant chains in the United States? Maybe. Did you guys know the American Customer Satisfaction Index restaurant study just came out?
Oh, my God. I've been waiting.
I'm a subscriber.
The ACSIRS.
The
ACSIRS. The American Customer Satisfaction Index restaurant study.
The ARS.
The ACSIRS. They look at 10 different factors and rank restaurant chains. Accuracy of food order, food quality, beverage quality, variety food, variety beverage, blah, 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 cleanliness, courtesiness, helpfulness, speed of which food was received, whatever. And they have ranked... These are, I just feel like, who cares what the best is? It's more fun to look at the worst. The bottom 10 restaurants in America. Basically, it's what we would refer to on this program as highway food.
Mm-hmm.
All of the things that you see if you just drive up and down I-35. Honorable mention, Emily, Cracker Barrel was number 11.
Good. They didn't make
11th
the list.
11th
worst.
Oh. let's
they
see here.
They didn't make the list.
There's fun.
Why would they say that?
Because you're a Cracker Barrel enthusiast, right?
Yeah, Cracker Barrel's great.
I'm still trying to figure out if I've ever been to a Cracker Barrel. I've seen that Cracker Barrel a bunch of times.
If you want to clog your arteries and purchase a rubber band gun, Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. I still don't know if their morals line up with mine, like in their business plan, but...
Oh, really?
But man, are those chicken and dumplings good.
You want to go to Cracker Barrel, just follow that teal brown Buick. It'll take you right there.
One customer says, quote, first thing we noticed was a rat by the front door.
A rat in
rocking chairs. Our waitress took 15 minutes to acknowledge us, though it was early and not busy. Once our order was placed, it took another half hour to get our meal, end quote. Yeah, there's just a bunch of senseless complaining. I mean, I don't know. I guess that's senseful complaining.
The rat was outside.
Okay.
That's different if you saw the rat inside.
It's a fair point.
Okay. It depends on where you are in the country. There are rats everywhere.
I'm also picturing the rat like reclining in the rocking chair as well.
He's got an iced tea sitting there waiting.
He's waiting for them to sleep.
Howdy. Server will be with you in a second.
He's waiting for them to call his name. He has his whole family there. The kids are playing checkers.
I recommend the corn fritters.
Yeah.
Outback Steakhouse is 10, Red Robin 9, Applebee's is number 8.
Yeah, I hate Applebee's.
What's your problem with Applebee's?
Chili's.
She's a Chili's loyalist.
Chili's superior.
Well, Chili's is number 7, so I guess.
Mm-hmm. Take
no,
that. Better.
Chili's is worse.
No.
As we get down the list, they're getting worse. They're becoming more. Let's see here.
I like how everyone just hears the name of a place. She's like, that's good.
Applebee's, one customer says, quote, I waited far too long for the disgusting food I got. The ribs were apparently left over from a week ago or so, as they were black on the back and the meat was tougher than rawhide.
I can believe it.
I highly doubt
that person has eaten rawhide.
Also, how they know it was exactly a week.
Yeah, Chili's.
They asked the waiter. Was he honest?
Chili's is number 7. A Chili's customer in Mississippi says, the tea is watered down. My wife asked that no salt be on her fries. Her fries had salt, and they were cold. I was supposed to have onion petals, but I ended up with fries, too, that were also cold.
Oh, these are stupid. These are dumb.
Red
Come
Lobster,
on.
So,
okay.
6.
Who wants no salt on their fries?
Where was that review from?
A Chili's customer in Mississippi is
exactly
all that they...
Location,
you
location,
walk into
location.
A Chili's and expect not your food to be loaded with sodium?
Yeah,
that's your fault, okay?
Yeah.
That's
problem,
on you.
Man.
This is making me angry.
TGI Fridays is 5. Cheesecake Factory, 4.
Oh, I love Cheesecake Factory.
Buffalo Wild Wings is 3. And it's funny that these two are the top two because they're like the, what would you call it, Nick? The Bush and Nirvana.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Worst? Top 2 worst?
Yeah, these are the 2 worst restaurants in all of, chain restaurants in America. Denny's is number 2.
Mm-hmm.
IHOP number 1.
I agree. Oh. I completely agree.
What's
They're fine restaurants, fine establishments, uh-huh. but the Denny's, I can't go to Denny's because one time I went to a Denny's and I was sitting inside of a Denny's and I was about to scoop up a good old, what is it, pancake egg. I don't know what I was eating.
Okay.
I was about to do it, and I looked out the window, and there was somebody profusely vomiting outside of the window of the Denny's before I took a bite, and like, well, this is not a good sign. Dude, I shouldn't eat this food.
I can't tell you what I thought you were going to say they were profusely doing, but vomiting is a step up.
Oh.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it was because of the Denny's why they were vomiting, but just seeing that image sitting, you know, at the booth at the Denny's, I was like, this is an omen.
Man, especially if your eggs are extra runny. I can see how that would ruin your appetite.
Yeah. I haven't been to a Denny's since.
Which one does the free pancake day?
Oh, IHOP.
It seems like it would be IHOP, right? Yeah. But man, this story really feels like Denny's in my head. That was the last time that I was at an IHOP or a Denny's was one of those like, hey, everybody gets a free half stack something. I'm not a pancake guy anyway, so I don't care. But I was with other pancake enthusiasts, and now this story seems... Look, there was a man there with one shoe, okay?
Okay.
He was just a guy walking around with one shoe, but he also had a hubcap, okay? So
on the other foot?
Inside?
No, he was just carrying the... He was carrying a hubcap. He had one shoe on.
Okay.
And he was sitting next to us eating a free stack of pancakes. And you know what? That's fine.
Thank you, IHOP.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an ass, sir.
I'm the ass in the box. Wait, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Ass. Major ass.
Look at his haircut. Anybody with a haircut like that, you know him that.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
How many ass we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo!
Who's the a-hole? This is the segment where I feel like I have been wronged, and I explain to you details of the case, why I've obviously been wronged, and then I ask, who's the a-hole? And inevitably, I lose. The people decide that I'm the a-hole in the situation.
I was just thinking, what is your record? But
I don't know if you want to ask.
Oh, and whatever. as I continue to... you see, the problem is I'm oftentimes punching down and challenging Nick to a who's the a-hole.
That's
and
why you lose, definitely.
The Nick sympathizers come out of the woodwork.
It's all a conspiracy.
Yeah. Can't wait for you to come at me one day.
All of it. Oh, you're building up quite a resume. I'll tell you what. But Nick, by the way, you guys have no idea Nick's off-air misbehavior today. I'm letting it go, all right? You're welcome.
Sounds like you're letting it go, definitely.
But I got a good one today, guys.
Okay.
You think you're
going to
win this one?
I think I got one that I can win. Because not only am I I'm going up against somebody that you don't know, he's an anti-vaxxer, all right? It's Dick V. Anti-vaxxer.
All right.
Choose your poison.
I'm going to say I'm 55% Team Dick on this one, but I can't be wooed.
You know what? That's not fair to call him an anti-vaxxer necessarily. I don't know. What does that
mean? They're not vaccinated.
He's unvaccinated. What does that even mean now?
I mean, okay.
Friday.
He was chugging worm dewormer.
Friday, I got to go to a fun birthday dinner. Happy birthday, Chris. You're awesome. I love you. Some of your friends... I'm not going to say which ones, but several of them. But just one in particular for the purposes of this segment, which now that I think about it, I shouldn't really be airing their business, but it's fine.
It's too late.
Let's pretend her name's not Chris. we roll up. It's her birthday dinner. There's a big, big group of people who are there. Lots of couples. There's kids running around. A bunch of kids bebopping and scatting around the place. Just exactly what I want to do on my Friday night. So I was pumped. Pumped to attend. And as soon as we roll up, we have sort of our own little corner room of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I roll up immediately, and the first person introduces himself, and he's literally in the middle of explaining to another person why he's not getting the vaccine. And I'm like, well, great.
Is it because he wants to get pregnant one day?
I'm glad. Something about waiting on FDA approval
it's done approved.
The next version is going to be the good version. So.
Oh, the vaccine 2.0?
2.0? Yeah. You mean the booster?
Look, I did not.
It comes with a new iPhone.
I didn't engage in this conversation.
Oh, this 6G.
Those are not conversations that I choose to be a part of, okay? Mm-hmm. It has been my experience the trying to convince those people, or even inform,
just talk about it.
Is quite a task. And just so look, I just came here to drink and groan and hope that my girlfriend has a good time. All right. And so yeah,
I feel like the first thing of that is going to prevent that.
I've already shaken your hand before I knew the conversation that you're in. So I'm going to find some hand sanitizer and then I'm going to let you be you on that side of the room, and that's going to be fine. And so as the evening, this is pre-dinner, there's a lot of standing and milling about and mingling.
Yeah.
And then
socializing.
And then I was not having that.
It's a normal thing people do.
It comes time for the sitting portion where we're going to eat, and I just sit next to my girlfriend. I thought that would have been the reasonable plan, and I don't know how or if this was a...
I feel like your move would be to, like, find a random table and be like, can I sit with you guys? These guys are all terrible. I don't like them.
If I'm being totally honest, I would have chosen a completely different restaurant. I was in the domain. There were options all over the place, okay? But no. Now, Chris, I'm just kidding, okay? I had a great time. All right, I'm not Chris. I don't know if this was the plan or if this was just a natural occurrence in the wild, but it turned out there was basically three tables. There was one table that was kids, and then there was one table that was all the dudes, and then there was one table that was all the ladies, okay?
Oh,
and I sat down at the table next to my girlfriend just because that's the only person I know there. I don't like people.
Yeah.
I don't want to know new people, so I'm gonna sit right there.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you seem like the girls' table kind of guy.
Fine. Yeah. Okay. No shame in my game. That's fine with me.
Two ladies, man.
At one point, it became, I don't know if it was weird, but it was just like a thing. Hey, look, all the dudes are sitting at this table, and all the ladies are sitting at this table.
Oh, were the girls talking about girly things?
And we did a fair period on menstruation, okay? Mm-hmm. A fair period of conversation.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What about shopping?
There was a period talk, okay, is what I'm telling you. And I poker-faced it real good, okay? I maintained everything. Everything's fine.
You said, yes, sister.
Yeah, I was good. But
did you tell that your cycles had already synced up?
There was a time where it was like, okay, Jason's sitting at the ladies' table. What's going on here? And the guys were like, Jason, they call me out. And they're like, Jason, come over. Hey, we're talking about sports and dude things and
so tempting.
We're audibly burping and farting over here. I don't know what they were going on.
Do you know what any gender does ever?
They were waving me over to this table, and the only seat is next to my guy, who's explained that he's not getting it.
Yeah.
He's not getting the vaccine.
I'm picturing him waving you and just like, Jessica, come over
here. Leave his mouth.
I waved him off and was like, I'm good. I'm going to sit over here.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm going to stay here. Now, I want to be clear here. I did not sit next to him because he's unvaccinated and I'm worried about him giving me COVID. I mean, that is a pretty fair concern, I would say.
As somebody who sits next to you multiple hours of the week, yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
That was not my motivation for not going over there, okay? I just don't want to sit next to some a-hole. The topics of conversation that you are going to involve me in, I have no interest in.
Jason, what are your plans for the 18th? That's not funny. We've got a plus one.
If you are
a bro trip,
if you are that caliber of person, I just don't want to. I don't want to make dinner conversation with you. Okay.
And if you're that type of person, where at a what is this, a birthday party?
Yeah.
At a birthday party, that's what you're going to bring up at a birthday party.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I was not
feeling it. And now look, is that unfair? Are there unvaccinated people out there who are actually fun and engaging and I would like to
I mean, there's some people that don't have a choice, but
I know
people,
a couple.
I'll tell you, the ones that are listening to this show, you guys are fine, okay?
Yeah.
You guys, I would really, really like you to get it. That would be great.
Look,
but
if you listen to this show, you have no idea what I'm willing to overlook, okay? I will help you bury the body if you promise to listen to us 4 hours a day.
But just in general, I'd only known this person for 15 seconds of my life, but I got and that was the only thing I knew about him, and I got a vibe where I was like, I am not going to enjoy dinner sitting next to this guy.
How can you ruin it in the first 15 seconds?
I'm going to stay over here and talk about periods, all right?
It does seem like, yes, I would rather talk about periods than Sleepy Joe or, you know.
Well, and again, I don't know. I don't know that's his politics. I don't know any of this stuff, okay?
Yeah, you do.
I just know this one thing about him, and that was my reason.
That was enough.
And but I'll tell you, I felt kind of bad. I felt kind of bad when they were like, "Hey, come sit over here," and I was like, "Nah, nah." I was like, "Was that an a-hole move? Am I the a-hole? Because could I possibly win this one, guys?"
No, you just look whipped from your girlfriend.
I have good news, Jason. We have a poll up at 101X or at 101X Morning X. So far, you're winning.
Who's the a-hole? At 101X Morning X, you can vote in our poll. I declined to sit at the gentleman's table because the one guy who I met at the gentleman's table had told me that he was not vaccinated. 81.8% say the anti-vaxxer is the a-hole. Zach from New Braunfels says, Team Dick on this one. You should just start labeling your opponents in this game as anti-vaxxers. You'll be winning all the time. Romero and ATX says, Jason, write this down. Mark the tape. I declare you not the a-hole.
Wow.
See, now, but
you kind of set this up for winning, though. You knew.
Well, and now I feel bad again, okay? I felt bad declining his invite, and now I feel bad sharing his unvaccinated. Because
The only reason not to get vaccinated at this point is because of some sort of medical thing. The whole, I just want more research, any more time. It doesn't. No, you don't want that. You just don't want to get the vaccine.
If you are unvaccinated, are you an anti-vaxxer?
Yes. At this point,
I don't know
yes.
if they're the same thing.
At this point, yes.
But you might as well be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sorry. Mm-hmm. You don't get to avoid it. It's like.
Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you know what it is? It's like I'm not racist, but
right.
Like I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but
yeah.
Like, it just I'm like you kind of.
He also had a real. He also had a real smug haircut. Right?
Oh yeah.
That's care. How you know.
I don't care for that.
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. How many Mannings is too many Mannings? Two. Two is the answer. Well, Eli. Eli is the answer. Monday night football last night. Here, you want to handle the actual game part. 33-27, Raiders beat the Ravens in overtime. It was almost an outright disaster for the Raiders, who appeared to end the game. First play of overtime, 33-yard touchdown pass to Bryan Edwards. All you fantasy hot take jockeys who took Bryan Edwards way too high, vindicated. Until instant replay brought it back to the 1 yard line. Then quarterback sneak, no good. False start, penalty, even worse. Interception, life is awful. But the Ravens not able to score, and the Raiders would get the ball back. And eventually, 31-yard touchdown pass from Derek Carr to Zay Jones. Zay Jones from?
University of Texas.
Tulane?
Austin High, baby.
Ah.
Oh. What? I tried.
That's not how that game works.
That's the game winner. So the Raiders beat the Ravens in overtime, 33-27. But the more notable thing from the evening was the Peyton Eli Virgin broadcast. This is...
Excuse me?
This is their first one.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Is it not fair to call it
virgin part?
Both of them are fathers. I would imagine they have lost their virginity years ago. However, if you told me
Eli was
yeah. So, Emily, do you know who Peyton and Eli Manning are?
Peyton Manning's football.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Eli Manning
is also.
Is he also football?
He's also football. How do you know Peyton Manning is football?
Commercials.
That's interesting to me that he's
for the Houston Texans.
No,
nope.
Okay. I know somebody who used to think he was hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Find this person for me because
whatever his mom's name is.
Yeah, his wife, I guess. Peyton Manning is not what most would consider a looker.
Okay, I'm gonna Google this. This might be the wrong man.
If you're really into foreheads, then he's got a lot of head. So he's got that going for him. No, but look, he's one of the greatest football players of all time.
I mean, look, if you put Peyton Manning next to Eli, he is going to look good looking.
What's that?
If you put Peyton next to Eli, transitive properties.
See, that's the thing, is I can't divorce.
Wow, he does have a lot of foreheads. Sorry, I just Googled it.
I can't divorce my distaste for Eli Manning because when I was looking at him last night, and this is what they did. ESPN has got a special set. So they broadcast Monday Night Football on ESPN every week. Mm-hmm. But on ESPN2, for certain games this season, they're doing a fun thing where Peyton and Eli Manning, Hall of Fame quarterback brothers, are just going to sit on their couch and talk ball. football. All right. They're just going to talk about football things. And it's awesome because Peyton Manning is one of the smartest football players of all time. And I like hearing his insight. And Eli Manning is there, too. And yeah, I because he's a giant and I don't know, it's just all the reasons.
You're a giant.
All the reasons.
Peyton has a really deep voice, too, right?
No.
No?
Yeah, kind of.
He has a medium, he has an average voice.
I feel like I can hear his voice in my head.
Omaha!
Cut. Is that how me?
You're going to hear his voice in just a second.
Okay.
But yeah, I just can't divorce myself from my dislike for Eli Manning. And while they're both in the box there, they're both on TV, I'm like, Eli Manning's a better looking dude. He's a better looking person than Peyton Manning, who's got lots of forehead.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, I can't help but think of Eli Manning in his full diaper. And it angers me. You know what? You know what really upsets me?
He looks like he has a full diaper. You need to clarify that.
I don't know. I didn't check his diaper. Okay. You know what really upsets me? And I understand that I'm the weird one here, probably. Yeah. It makes me... This is hard to say now. It makes me mad to see how much Peyton loves his brother, okay? Because you should...
Because he's specifically Eli Manning or just seeing a sibling... Love their sibling in general, unlike you and your sister.
There might
sister.
Be a little bit of that in there, too.
The jealousy.
But if I was Peyton Manning, I would just be constantly busting on Eli's ass about how he's dumb and not as good at football as me.
Aww.
Okay?
Well, like, the problem...
And he sort
but
of,
that's
Peyton
you.
Manning always treats him like a peer. And I'm like, well, this is totally wrong. This is totally
he
inaccurate.
He respects him. That's what happens when you respect people.
That's because they both have Cooper Manning, the third Manning brother, who had a weird neck thing and couldn't play football. And
he's the worst.
Yeah.
That you throw him under the bus any day.
Emily, do you know the movie Multiplicity?
Nope.
Go watch Multiplicity. It's a fun Michael Keaton joint.
Good pickers?
Maybe. I could get on to that. But yeah, their dad... is an Archie Manning is a famous football player and himself. Cooper, I guess, what did you say? He's got a condition
neck
that kept him from becoming a great football player.
Yeah, his neck couldn't support the Manning forehead. So they're like, you can't play football like that.
That was a Jimmy Neutron situation.
There's now a youth Manning out there, Arch Manning, who might be a Longhorn someday, who's also great. So look,
save us.
They've got
save
all,
us, Arch.
They've got all the football DNAs in there. But somehow, Eli... is what you get when, like, you make a copy of a copy of a copy, all right? He's that fourth brother from Multiplicity, where it's just like, well, it would be wrong to put this one down, okay?
So
we're going to keep
this
him.
This is like the cousin thing.
Cool party, Peyton.
To be fair, he won 2 Super Bowls, so the guy is probably better than I'm making him seem now.
Yeah.
But he just... Look, he was horrible. Did you watch any of this, Nick? He's horrible on the broadcast. He doesn't do anything, okay? Peyton is sitting there giving insight and fun tidbits, and Eli's just like, wow, I got a big TV in my house.
My favorite part was that they're not in the same room. They're like both in little picture boxes. And so like Peyton Manning, I don't know if that was his house or a studio somewhere, but had this huge like football watching man cave type thing, and like, Eli, you're not allowed. You stay in your little box
in the
corner.
See, that's how it should be, okay? Peyton should be like, you're not allowed to come over to my house, Eli Manning. But no, he like loves his brother, and it's annoying.
Ugh,
it's really annoying.
Brotherly love.
Here, I got a couple of highlights from the broadcast. So it's Peyton and Eli, but they're also welcoming in a variety of different guests. If you watch the overtime, you got to see Russell Wilson weigh in. But I guess Ray Lewis... NFL Hall of Famer, murderer, allegedly.
Accused.
Right. Is it at Ray Lewis's place that the fire alarm goes off?
I think it's at wherever Peyton is.
Oh.
You can get pressure with 4, cover 2 man. Eli, what'd you do? You set the alarm.
Fire alarm. While we're watching the game.
The fire alarm's just going off there. It might not have been the most professional execution of a broadcast ESPN has ever pulled, but here's Charles Barkley. Do you know who Charles Barkley is, Emily?
Football player.
No, basketball.
Oh, okay.
Basketball.
God, it's one of them.
Now television analyst.
Charles, what position would Michael Jordan play if he played in the NFL?
Tight end.
Tight end.
He wants the block. He wants the block.
There's plenty of good tight ends who are in the Hall of Fame who can't block. Your job is to catch the ball if you're a tight end. Stop
They're
it,
receivers.
Peyton.
They're receivers. How about Larry Bird? How about Bird?
No, there's no play for no slow 6'10 guy in the NFL.
Punter.
Yep, that's about it.
Eli, did you leave your email open and just have random email sounds on you? Oh, that's me.
Are you professional or not?
Oh, was that you?
I don't know. Now that you're taking the blame for it. Shame on you, Jason.
All of this is Eli Manning's fault.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.